Horrific Network Entertainment. Welcome back, man, to another Road to WrestleMania. Today is a special one. If you listened to the show I released yesterday, I appreciate you. Like I had mentioned, we are going to try to do as many WrestleManias possible. We may get through all of them. I'm definitely going to try to watch all of them before I go to WrestleMania 30, but we will see how that all goes. I'm on a roll right now. I'm watching WrestleMania 11 currently. So with that, WrestleMania 3 comes to us from the Pontiac, Michigan, Pontiac Silverdome. There was 78,000 people in attendance. When you watch this thing, it is drastically, the crowd is drastically bigger and more intricate than anything that they had done put together before. The first WrestleMania obviously was a Madison Square Garden type crowd where it was an arena, and then WrestleMania 2, they claim that, you know, collectively there was a lot more people than MSG, but it still on TV came across as like three arena shows. This in WrestleMania 3 felt huge. The crowd looks huge. This is one of two times where they had like these golf cart wrestling rings that a lot of the guys would ride to the ring in because the walkway was so huge. Like, it felt like a really big show. And the caption for it was bigger, better, badder. And it really, so WWF claims that the paid attendance was 93,000. However, at the time, they've been able to ballpark it for the 78,000 that I mentioned. The biggest, of course, when you think of WrestleMania 3, you think of Andre the Giant versus Hulk Hogan. This was a huge thing where during Piper's Pit, Andre, you know, at that point they had been close friends, and at this point it's kind of like Andre's telling Hogan, "You think I'm a joke? You think I'm a joke? And I'm done being your number two. I'm ready to have, you know, my I guess revenge and challenge you for the heavyweight championship," in which Hogan is not exactly happy about, but he eventually accepts the challenge. Going into it, we also had like big fight feeling, kind of I'd call it the co-main event, even though it wasn't second to last. Co-main event was Steamboat and Randy Savage, which is another one, like when you think of WrestleMania, they do the clips and everything. They always talk about how that was one of the more classic matches in WrestleMania history, which may or may not necessarily be true. It was a good match. I don't know if I would call it the best match in WrestleMania history. At the time, it was probably a highly contested, you know, rivalry, because Macho Man was one of those guys where you love to hate him, just like heel Rock in the current state of the WWE. Going up against Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, like big time baby faces. However, in this situation, you know, heel Rock is really where it's at. So the whole hype though really was centered around this Hogan Andre fight. And you'll see that, or in this case, hear it, at the beginning of the WrestleMania 3 press conference. Andre is the first one to come out, and he comes out really without being heavily introduced. He just kind of is storming out there. So let's go to the WrestleMania 3 press conference, and then I'll be back to give you my rundown of everything. So yeah, Pontiac Silverdome, like, it is without question a huge crowd, and it was super exciting. And I think that we really saw the antithesis of them starting to build towards something. You know what I mean? Like, I really feel like they were in the mode of, now we're going to tell, you know, a long-term story that we would see, you know, this Hogan Andre feud truly, truly get crazy. And with that, it does get crazy. And with that, I will bring it to the press conference, WrestleMania 3 press conference, for you guys to be able to check out right now. This is the old school, way back when, WrestleMania 3 press conference that really, you know, tensions were high and people were excited about the title match we were about to see.
Now I'd like to invite up here the world's heavyweight champion, Hulk Hogan.
Eh bien, mesdames, messieurs, d'abord, j'aimerais vous souhaiter la bienvenue. Merci de vous être déplacés pour, entre autres, rencontrer deux des grands athlètes de la World Wrestling Federation qui s'affronteront d'ailleurs lors de WrestleMania 3. Ce gigantesque gala aura lieu le dimanche 29 mars prochain à 16h au Silver Dome à Pontiac, au Michigan, et accueillera plus de 92 000 amateurs de lutte. En date d'aujourd'hui, plus de 50 000 billets sont déjà vendus. Ici au Québec, les amateurs de lutte auront l'occasion de voir simultanément sur écran géant WrestleMania 3 au centre Georges Vézina Chicoutimi, au Colisée de Québec, également au Forum de Montréal. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to this press conference in which you'll get all the details for the gigantic wrestling program WrestleMania 3. We'll also get the impressions of two famous athletes of the World Wrestling Federation that will take part on Sunday, March 29th at 4 o'clock in WrestleMania 3, held this year at Pontiac Silverdome in Pontiac, Michigan. More than 92,000 spectators will attend this WrestleMania 3, and at this date, more than 50,000 tickets are sold here in Quebec. Wrestling fans will see live on giant screen WrestleMania 3, au centre Georges Vézina in Chicoutimi, au Colisée de Québec, and in the Montreal Forum. On Sunday, March 29th, the national anthem, l'hymne national, sera chanté lors de ce gala le 29 mars prochain par Madame Aretha Franklin. Chronometreur timekeeper will be Mary Hart de Entertainment Tonight. Maintenant, les combats de WrestleMania 3. The Killer Bees affronteront Nikolai Volkov et The Iron Sheik. Coco Beware sera opposé Butch Reed, The Natural. Il y aura également The Can-Am Connection, Ricky Martel et Tom Zank, qui affronteront The Magnificent Morocco et Cowboy Bob Orton. Les frères Rougeau, Jacques et Raymond, affronteront The Dream Team, Greg, The Hammer Valentine et Brutus Beefcake, avec dans leur coin, in their corner, Dino Bravo. Mix, six-man tag team match, Hillbilly Jim, the IT Kid, a Little Beaver, affrontant King Kong Bundy, Little Tokyo, and Lord Littlebrook. Il y aura également The Junkyard Dog, qui s'opposait à The King Harley Race. Billy Jack Haynes fera face à Hercules. Rowdy Piper's farewell match, alors qu'il sera opposé à The Adorable Adrian Adonis. Il y aura également Jake the Snake Roberts, with Alice Cooper in his corner. Il sera opposé à The Honky Tonk Man. The World Wrestling Federation Intercontinental title match, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, with George the Animal Steel in his corner, sera opposé au champion intercontinental de la World Wrestling Federation, Randy Macho Man Savage, avec sa gérante Elizabeth dans son coin. Il y a également un autre combat, six-man tag team match, the British Bulldogs, avec comme coéquipier Tito Santana, will go against the World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions, the Hart Foundation, and Danny Davis. Et finalement, the main event of this WrestleMania 3, Sunday, March 29th. Ce sera quelque chose à voir, alors que j'aimerais vous présenter d'abord, de Grenoble, France, 7 pieds 4 pouces, 525 livres, from Grenoble, France, 7 feet 4, 525 pounds, André the Giant. Il sera opposé au grand champion de la World Wrestling Federation. Il nous vient de Venice Beach, California, 6 pieds 8 pouces, 6 foot 8, 294 pounds, Hulk Hogan. Maintenant, messieurs, mesdames, les journalistes, si vous avez des questions à poser sur les impressions de WrestleMania 3 à monsieur André the Giant ou encore Hulk Hogan, well, there's two microphones in the room, one at my left, one at my right. If you want to please stand up, un à la fois, you can ask all the questions you want to these gentlemen that will agree to answer those questions. Est-ce que quelqu'un qui aimerait commencer? Somebody would like to start? Could you take the microphone there, please?
We'll be back after a quick break.
Ever wondered what it takes to make it in the movie business? Peel back the curtain with 4-6 Success Filmmaking. 4-6 Success Filmmaking is where filmmakers share their stories and the secrets.
It's beyond competitive out there.
There have been movies that it's taken me 10 years to get made.
Don't wait to create. Like, you've got to just keep making stuff.
Tune in to 4-6 Success Filmmaking for your dose of cinematic realness, direct from the voices that have lived it.
What can we expect in WrestleMania 3 in the fight between the two of you?
Sorry, what can we expect? Because we know both of you have been friends for a long time. Will it be a very slow, careful bout, or is there already animosity building between the two of you?
I just have to say one thing. I've been wrestling for quite a while, and I just go in the ring, and I go to wrestling the way I know the wrestling. I show everything he knows, but I don't show everything I know.
Mr. Hogan?
Well, I think what you're going to see in WrestleMania 3 is the ultimate number one contender, Andre the Giant, trying to beat me for the World Heavyweight title. I think you're going to see probably a pretty fast match as far as aggressiveness, because we both have different reasons for fighting now. I'm very sure of what mine are. I don't know if Andre knows what his are, but I think it'll be a very aggressive match. And what you'll see in WrestleMania 3 is people, ever since I've been wrestling, have asked me, well, you're always fighting a man sometimes smaller. Most of the opponents I fight are less body weight than me. A few people like Bundy or John Studd were heavier, but everybody always asked me what would happen if you ever fought Andre the Giant. And in WrestleMania 3, we'll find that out.
Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions?
You will find out.
Monsieur?
Hulk, I want to know if there's any animosity between the two of you now.
Where?
Are you getting into a sort of a pre-fight stage here where you learn to really hate your opponent?
Well, animosity and hate are pretty strong words, but for this situation, you probably could use both of those words in describing the situation. I have certain very negative feelings towards Andre the Giant, I mean, that I never thought I'd have, and they at the time of WrestleMania 3 will turn into aggression, I'm sure.
What's brought on these negative feelings?
Basically, what's happened in the last 6 or 7 weeks. Andre's new career move in professional wrestling, being managed by Bobby Heenan, was basically the foundation for all the different opinions and trains of thought and different wrestling, you know, maneuvers. As far as aggressive feeling, it's just been the way Andre's changed.
I don't change at all. I think you were scared. I don't change at all.
Well,
Monsieur?
Before WrestleMania 3, there is tonight at the Forum against Kamala.
Yes.
Have you ever wrestled Kamala before?
Yes, I've wrestled Kamala before. But it's a situation in the WWF, they go by your win-loss record, which is one reason Andre's the number one contender. And Kamala has earned a position to be the number one contender at this position. That's the reason I'm wrestling him.
Monsieur, sur WrestleMania 3, des questions?
I'd just like to make one point. You said, I changed, but I don't change at all. When I was suspended, Mr. Jack Tunney asked so many wrestlers to come on in the trial just to give me my license back to wrestling. And the only guy who showed up to get my license back was Bobby Heenan. That's why Bobby Heenan is my manager now. No one of you guys showed up that day when they gave me my license back. And now you're afraid of me just because I challenged you, because Mr. Tunney said, I'll give you a lesson back, and now Bobby Heenan is going to be your manager, but you have to make it a challenge match against Hulk Hogan in 1 year. And now come you're so afraid of me just because I challenged you?
Are you afraid of Hulk? Are you afraid of John
Hulk? You know, anybody in their right mind wouldn't be nervous. You know, the man's 7'5", 7'4", 500 pounds. I'd like to see any man in here get in the ring with him and laugh about it, you know. It's a mixture of emotions. You know, when I think about climbing in the ring with Andre the Giant, I'm nervous. If it was under normal conditions, if it was the old Andre that, you know, was kind.
The old Andre,
man. The old Andre that was different, you know.
I'm still the same.
Yeah. Well, everybody can see you've changed. Otherwise, you wouldn't even, you would have went ahead and never would have got back into wrestling with Bobby Heenan, even if it took
him. He's the only one who backed me up. No one of you guys show up that day.
Well, anyway, the nervousness, or maybe you could call it being scared, whatever you want to call it, it's changed. I mean, you know. When I think about Andre the Giant, I mean, you know, my palms are sweating right now, just thinking about climbing in the ring with him. But when you get in the ring and you're fighting for something, you believe in the world title, I mean, you know, all the fans, the friends, you know, the people that stood behind you, you know, that nervousness, or maybe you want to call it scared, whatever you want to call it, that's all going to change. When it comes time for the match, I won't be afraid. You know, there's things that you have to do in life, and one of them is fighting someone named John Free that says he hasn't changed, you know. I'm just curious why I didn't have Bobby Heenan as a manager for 15 years if he's still the same. You know, if he was the same person, the same good person, the same this and that and the other, the WWF Jack Tunney would have reinstated him eventually. Instead, Bobby Heenan offered him some money or a deal and a title match, and Andre's back, you know. one way or the other, we would have wrestled someday anyway. You know, all he had to do was ask me for a title shot.
What do you want to prove at WrestleMania 3, your fight with him?
Well, the first thing, I want to prove that I'm not afraid of him when it comes time to wrestle. I mean, nervousness can be understood. What I'd like to prove is that there's only going to be, this is the match that's going to prove who the world champion is, you know, who the real world champion is. And if it's me, thank God. If it's him, I feel sorry for everybody.
Andre, you seem so confident. Have you ever wrestled anybody like Hulk Hogan before?
Well, yeah, many times.
Like who? Who can you compare to Hulk Hogan?
I have to say Don Leo Jonathan.
Never.
I did wrestle Don Leo Jonathan right here at the Forum.
Yeah, I saw that.
And that was, they used to call that match of the center. And this one going to be the second match of the center.
But I just can't understand your confidence. You've seen Mr. Hogan wrestle many times, and you must know it won't be easy. I think he's going to give you a hard time.
I told him everything he knows in the wrestling.
Well, maybe he's learned a few tricks of his own.
Maybe, but just like I said, I don't tell him everything I know. That's a big difference. That's where the good professors are.
André, pour les postes de radio français, est-ce qu'on pourrait savoir la raison qui t'a poussé à avoir un combat contre M. Hogan?
La raison, c'est que j'étais suspendu. Il m'avait enlevé ma licence. Et M. Jack Tunney de Toronto, qui est le président de WWF, m'avait enlevé la licence pour un an. Puis quand ils m'ont redonné la licence, ils ont demandé à bien des lutteurs de venir pour me supporter, pour avoir ma licence. Il n'y a aucun des lutteurs qui sont venus. La seule personne qui est venue, c'était Bobby Heenan. C'est pour ça que j'ai pris Bobby Heenan comme manager. Par contre, quand Jack Tunney m'a redonné ma licence, il m'a dit, dans l'intervalle d'un an, il faut que tu fasses un match contre le champion. Je l'ai challengé. Maintenant, il change d'opinion. Il a l'air d'avoir peur de moi. Mais pourquoi? Je suis un challengeur comme tout le monde. Tout le monde a le droit de changer de champion.
On se souviendra que le combat de WrestleMania 2 était dans une cage. Est-ce que votre combat va être dans une cage ou dans une arène?
Non, juste dans une arène normale.
André, why did you go with Heenan to follow along? You're going after Stud.
That's what I say, because only Bobby Heenan showed up that day when I get my license back.
So after all that you and Heenan have gone through with trying to slam Stud and all of that, you finally decided to go in his corner.
That doesn't make a difference. Bobby Heenan is my manager or not. I'm still a professional wrestler, and I'm still wrestling the way I know how to wrestle. But that day, the only guy who showed up was Bobby Heenan. And that was the only way can I get my license back.
You're saying you had no choice?
Sure, I had no choice, because that was the only way can I get my license back.
André, habituellement, dans tous les matchs, il y a une revanche. Est-ce qu'on peut espérer s'il y a revanche d'un combat au Stade olympique à Montréal?
Ah oh ben ça, j'en sais rien. Tout dépend de ce qui va se passer le 29 mars.
Hulk, do you feel you're going to be the crowd's favorite? 90,000 people, do you feel that most of them will be cheering for you? I know it won't affect you that much, but I'd like to know Mr. Ferry's opinion as well as yours.
Well, it will affect me a lot as far as who the crowd is yelling for. I think probably the crowd will feel the same as I do, since they see John Freeze's alliance with Bobby Heenan and realizes there's a contractual agreement as long with the money and everything else, you know, that I don't know what they've got involved here with, but you know, Andre talks about teaching me everything that he knew, you know, and then as soon as he says that, he says, well, I didn't teach you everything. Well, I'm glad Andre didn't teach me everything, because if everything that he taught me would boil down to the only way I could get my license back, it's a cheap excuse. The only way I can get my license back, I had no choice, is Bobby Heenan. You know, that's a bunch of bull. I mean, you know, Andre the Giant could have went before the WWF commission, whether it took him 10 times, he could have got his license back and, you know, challenged me for the world title. He's the number one contender. He's never been beaten. Of course they would have given him a title match. Even if they didn't, and he was suspended and he came and asked me, I would say, sure, he was a friend. I would do whatever I could to get him back or get him, you know, a title match or wherever he wanted. But for whatever reasons, like he says, I had no excuse. I think it's a cheap excuse to go with Bobby Heenan. He says he's not changed. He said he's the same guy. Well, you know, the question you asked, I've even forgot. You said something.
Crowd favorite.
Crowd favorite, you know. I hope I am, because if I'm not, then everything that I've been telling all you people and the kids and everything for the last 3 years didn't mean anything anyway. You know, so I really hope it turns out in my favor, because to wrestle a man 500 pounds, you need every vehicle and everything you have going for you, whether it's physical, mental, spiritual, or just enthusiastically from the crowd. I'll need everything, and I'll use everything I can against him.
Et André, pour une fois, tu serais probablement le fait que de ton alliance avec Heenan serait probablement le négligé de la foule. Est-ce que tu anticipes modifier ton style du fait que maintenant Heenan sera dans ton coin?
Non, j'ai pas modifié mon style. Je vais lutter de la même chose que je sais lutter. Si Bob est dans mon coin, comme j'ai dit, c'est une bonne raison. C'est parce que c'était la seule manière pour moi d'avoir ma licence pour lutter aux États-Unis puis au Canada.
Hulk?
Que Bobby Heenan soit dans mon coin, ça va absolument rien changer.
Hulk, it seems to me that the only one that's behind you in this affair is Roddy Piper. And since this is his last match in WrestleMania 3, would you ever consider taking him on as a manager to help you out in case you happen, hope personally that it doesn't happen, you happen to lose the title?
Well, my friend, I think you're wrong in saying that the only one behind me is Roddy Piper. I refuse to believe that.
In terms of the interviews that we've seen on television and all, aside from the wrestlers, like in Piper's pit.
Well, there's a lot of wrestlers that are behind me or have the same feelings as Roddy Piper. He may be the only one you've seen on TV here, but throughout the dressing room, throughout the WWF, there's several wrestlers that are concerned, you know, saying, if you can't beat Andre the Giant, who can? We know he's never been beaten. And if Andre the Giant wins the...
Would you take on Piper as a manager if he does retire, as he says he will?
Would I? That's something I haven't even thought about. I really haven't. That's a good question. I'd have to think about that one.
How do you feel about Piper now? Like, you two have had your battles in the past, and it seems to have made a change on the positive, towards a positive trend. How do you feel about Piper now?
Well, so far, Piper seems to be moving in the right direction. He's a very instinctive animal. He reacts on instinct a lot, and you just got to kind of watch him. So far, so good, man. That's all I can say. As far as him retiring from wrestling, I don't know what prompted that, but I wish him all the best, whatever he does.
Monsieur, ici, s'il vous plaît.
Hulk, you've mentioned that Andre's over 500 pounds. Will you be bulking up for the match, gain a little more weight because of the big difference?
I'm going to stay about my normal weight, 300 to 310 pounds, maybe just a little bit less, because I figure for Andre to beat me, he's going to have to beat me a long time, because I'm not going to give up. You know, so if he's going to beat me and embarrass me in front of the whole world, he's going to have to do a good job of it.
He's mentioned that no.
Number one, I didn't know the date of the reinstatement, which is just ignorance on my part.
Oh.
You know. So that's my first excuse. I thought Andre the Giant was out of the country during that period of time. But I didn't know Andre needed help to get reinstated. I thought it was his business affairs with the WWF, and he's always handled his own business. He's never had me hold his hand for anything else. I didn't think I needed to be there at the reinstatement to hold his hand then. He's a man, he can handle his own affairs.
Last question, will you have anyone in your corner for the match?
I'm seriously thinking about having someone in my corner, because if Bobby Heenan is in Andre's corner, I don't think Andre needs him to win the match at all. But he's a serious mental distraction, just knowing that the fool's out there. You know, not that Andre needs him.
Monsieur?
I was just wondering, Hulk, is the belt on the line tonight?
Well, it's a non-title match.
Oh, it's a non-title match.
There's been rumors, there's been newspapers, articles. The WWF has even used the publicity as a title match. When the contract was signed, this was way before I signed the contract for WrestleMania 3, and I'm obligated to defend the belt once every 30 days. And I've defended the belt within the last 30 days, and I have to defend it again in WrestleMania. And that was one of the stipulations for coming here and fighting Kamal, was the belt and the title will not be on the line. It's just something, I don't know if you understand, it's just something that I'm not going to have to worry about. I'm just going to have to worry about wrestling the guy and not worry about the title tonight, because my next title defense will be with Andre the Giant at WrestleMania. But there was even broadcast on TV, and I'm not sure if it was in the paper or not because I just got here to Montreal, but a lot of people have asked me if the title is still on the line because of what's happening in WrestleMania, and it's a long, slow process to explain it, but tonight it's not. Even though the publicity may have been out that it was, it will definitely be announced to the people before the match and everything that it's a non-title match because of the WrestleMania situation.
So the Kamala could possibly beat you tonight. That was going to be my next question. It'd still be a world championship fight, even if the Kamala does beat you.
Yeah, you could possibly get hit by lightning right there where you're standing too, but I don't think Kamal's going to beat me with the attitude I have right now. I've got one thing in mind, and that's proving to this man over here, Andre the Giant, that the whole world's not a joke and that you don't need Bobby Heenan to get you out of trouble. And that's my main concern now, is Andre the Giant WrestleMania, and I'm going to use Kamala to the best of my advantage to get myself in shape for Andre.
Mrs. Evo?
I'd like to ask a question to Mr. Garvin. Before you match Andre and Hulk Hogan for WrestleMania 3rd, did you consider another option? I mean, another wrestler to face Hulk Hogan?
No, it didn't come about that way. It just worked where Andre the Giant challenged Hulk Hogan for in WrestleMania, and that's the way it came about.
Yeah, and you never consider any other option?
No.
Thank you.
Est-ce qu'il y a d'autres questions? Oui, monsieur.
Two questions. First off, Hulk, it's one heck of a challenge already to fight Andre. What about the fact that you have to be worried about Heenan outside the ring?
Well, like I said, I'm worried about Heenan outside the ring, but it's a situation where Andre made the decision to go with Bobby Heenan. Andre's reasons are different than what I believe, but Heenan outside the ring, under any other circumstance, I would be worried about. But if there is part of the old Andre left that we all know and we all used to love, or maybe some of you still do, whatever the situation is, Andre the Giant doesn't need anybody to fight his battles. As far as Heenan concerning me at WrestleMania, that's the farthest thing from my mind. If there was a situation where Andre the Giant proved not to be the athlete we think he is, or if he proves not to be is the giant that he really is, and if I had Andre down and in a very compromising position, then I would keep an eye on Heenan. But right now, my main concern is proving that I can retain the world title, and my main thing in my sight is Andre the Giant. I'm not Heenan. I'm not training for Bobby Heenan. I'm training for Andre the Giant.
Monsieur, une deuxième question.
Andre, are you going to be at the forum tonight?
Excuse me?
Are you going to be at the forum tonight?
Yes.
Watching on?
I will. Yeah.
Okay. Monsieur, ici?
Okay, all we've seen so far is, Andre, you're very confident, you're undefeated. It seems you're going to win. But if you look back at the fact that the past few years of the World Wrestling Federation, Mr. Hogan has done it all. He's been responsible for the popularity of wrestling. You've been off in Europe, you've been touring the world. When it comes down to North America, Hulk Hogan is responsible for the popularity.
Oh, that's what you think?
Pardon me?
That's the way you think?
That's the way I think, and many other people think. He is the hero to millions of kids. He has his own cartoon show. And I just don't think that at WrestleMania, he's going to walk in that ring and lose. And I want to hear Mr. Hogan how you feel about that, too. Hulkamania will not die at the Silver Dome.
Well, you know, it goes back to, you know, just the same old story, man, you know. Not to make a joke out of the situation, but it's not a David and Goliath situation, because even though Andre the Giant outweighs me by 200 pounds and he's 8 inches taller than me, you know, some people say, how are you going to beat him? You know, how he's never been beaten. How are you going to wrestle him? How are you going to go, you know, how are you going to manhandle him? And I believe that, you know, a lot of it comes down to, after you've trained and you physically get prepared and you've mentally got your mind right on what the job you have to do, I think a lot of it is left, you know, to the man upstairs, brother. If you're fighting for the right reasons, you know, I think that has a heck of a lot to do with how much aggressiveness and how much something hurts. And, you know, sometimes, you know, if you're over there fighting for your country or for Canada or for the United States, and it's a live and die situation, or you're defending your family, you're a much different type of person than when you're just fighting for over a wallet or something or over money. And this is a situation where I'm fighting for a lot of people. The concern and the way people have approached me in the airports and the shopping centers and everywhere I go, where I live or all around the country, it's a general concern of, you know, what's happening to Andre the Giant? Why didn't he just ask you 5 years ago or 3 years ago when you won the belt for a title? Why did he wait so long? Why did he approach you in this fashion? And I have a feeling there's a general concern that, you know, there's a reason I'm, man, there's a reason I'm here. There's a reason I'm fighting, and there's a reason, you know, I think my reason for fighting is a lot more meaning than the reason Andre the Giant is trying to tell you why he's fighting. You know, he's saying, I've always been the same, I had to get my license back, and, you know, it sounds like a bunch of flimsy excuses. If he was the man he said he was and the friend he was, all he had to do is come and ask me, man. You know, but right now, the situation, the way we are,
that's what I did, I just asked you.
Well, you got it, man. Well, you got it. Wish you'd have done it without Heenan.
So, Andre, how do you respond to all that?
I'm very confident. It's no problem with me. I just go in the ring and get out the ring to be a winner. No problem with that.
Monsieur?
Okay, Mr. Rogan, the amount beside Andre the Giant is there among the young wrestlers that are coming up. One that could take away the title from you. You see, among the newcomers, anybody that could take the title away from you?
Well, you know, this even prevails for this situation. At any given time, anybody can be beaten. You know, I've been in situations before where it's been very close. You know, so even in Montreal here, I've been in a situation where I was just hanging on by a thread, you know. Any time in professional wrestling, any given moment, a guy could make a mistake. Wrestling is like a human game of chess. You're thinking ahead. You make one move, you're thinking two or three moves ahead. Sometimes a guy will be in there and he'll be thinking, you know, three or four minutes ahead how to wear the opponent down. So at any time somebody can be beaten, maybe there is a young guy coming up the ladder that could possibly beat me in the future. Maybe the kid is 12 years old and we don't even know he's a wrestler yet, that he could beat me. But I like to think, you know, that I'm vulnerable, you know, and I don't want to put myself on top of a mountain or a pedestal and think, hey, I'm invincible, nobody can beat me, you know, because it's been proven, you know, that anybody can be beat at any time, and that's what I'm going on. That in this situation, someday somebody will beat me, and in WrestleMania, Andre the Giant can also be beat. He's not an immortal. He's not inhuman. He's a human being. He makes mistakes, and if he makes a mistake, I'll be there to take advantage of it.
Monsieur, ici, s'il vous plaît.
Oui, une question au géant ferré. Je vais te demander, quand et pourquoi t'as-t-on suspendu exactement? Qu'est-ce qui est arrivé?
J'ai même jamais su pourquoi ils m'ont suspendu.
Soi-disant
que je devais me présenter à la télévision, puis il n'y a jamais personne qui me l'a dit. Puis à ce moment-là, je me trouve en Angleterre, puis là, trois semaines après, tout ce que j'ai appris, c'est que j'étais suspendu. J'avais plus de licence pour lutter aux États-Unis.
Ça remonte à quand, ça, exactement?
Ça fait un an et demi, même.
Un an et demi. Et puis ton dernier combat remonte à quand?
Samedi passé, à Détroit. Dans la bataille royale.
D'accord. Ici, s'il vous plaît, en avant.
Any more movies for you, Hulk? You did the Rocky 3 or 4. Are you going to be doing any more movies?
Well, several things have come up within the last 3 years, you know. And it's all been the same type. When you say the movie Rocky, I just had a very small part in the Rocky movie. It was about 15 or 20 minutes. I don't even remember how long. It was a small part. Other things have came up. Other television stuff has came up, TV series and things. But professional wrestling, it's nice to be the world's champion. And the stuff that has came up, I've completely ignored it. You know, acknowledged the offers, but have not physically done anything. I have a few things, you know, that I could do if I was to, you know, have to do it. But right now, my main concern is the World Heavyweight title, WrestleMania, and beating Andre the Giant.
How about you, Andre? You'd make a great villain kind of character in a James Bond movie. Have you ever thought of it?
You demandez vrai, c'est OK.
En avant, s'il vous plaît.
Hulk, I'm wondering, being a professional wrestler traveling all over the country, traveling takes a tremendous toll on anyone, let alone an athlete. I'm wondering how you manage to maintain such an excellent physical condition. After bouts, there are times when you're hurt and injured, and yet you know that you have to go into the gym the next day to be in superb shape for your next bout. How do you do it?
Well, it's something, you know, it's a dream to be a professional wrestler, a dream to be a world champion. And, you know, you have a job, and I'm sure you do, and everybody else has a job, and some people put in 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day at their job. My job is being a professional wrestler. So even though I've traveled, you know, you have to train, you have to eat, you have to watch and get your sleep and your diet, and it's all part of making the machine run. Of course, I can say, oh, I wrestled Montreal last night, I wrestled Kamala, and I'm tired, I don't want to work out, but it doesn't work that way. You know, you have to keep your guard up at all times because there are people such as Kamala or Andre the Giant that would like to be the world's champion.
Monsieur, deux dernières questions, two last questions, first and second here.
Mr. Garvin, I was wondering if, are these all the matches that are signed for WrestleMania, are there any more, or...
No, all what the press released are all the matches that are signed.
So individuals like Paul Orndorff, Kamala, they're not going to be wrestling at WrestleMania at all?
No.
Okay, thank you.
So there we go, man. There was the press conference, all steps, all full ahead to WrestleMania 3, you know what I'm saying? And we start with the great Aretha Franklin singing America the Beautiful. Already it's feeling bigger than it's ever felt before. And the opening match is the Can-Am Connection, Martel and Tom Zink, not Tito Santana. That is coming soon. But they defeat Bob Orton and the Magnificent Morocco. And that was a thing that I thought was interesting. This match, not necessarily the biggest match, not necessarily the highest booked match or anything like that, but this is a match where you're starting to see the evolution of tag team wrestling with the Can-Am Connection. This is a match that you could like go back to and be like, these guys motivated the Rockers. You know what I'm saying? Like, the pace of the match is way faster. It's not just these big bodybuilder types that Vince McMahon loved and, you know, would focus on and hit all the spotlights with, like Hulk Hogan. You know what I mean? Like, these guys were leaner and faster, and that really, I mean it. Like, you start to see the evolution of pro wrestling with guys like the early Rick Martel before he became the model, and Tom Zink. They defeat Bob Orton and Morocco in what was a solid match. Billy Jack Haynes versus Hercules ends in a double countout in 7 minutes and 44 minutes. Hercules Hernandez at the time, he is an asshole. You know, he wasn't Hercules, the good guy yet. He was a dick, and he acted like one with Bobby Heenan. And this match goes to a no contest. I think for a no contest match, it takes too long. And I say it takes too long because I would have liked to see this match split the time. So this match is 7 minutes and 44 seconds. The next match is only 3 minutes and 25. So maybe make both of them like around 5 minutes. It's just over 10 minutes between the two that these go. And the next one is wild. If WrestleMania does these things every once in a while, gimmick Royal Rumble or something like this. Hillbilly Jim, the Haiti Kid, and Little Beaver versus King Kong Bundy, Little Tokyo, and Lord Littlebrook. If you're not able to kind of decipher that this is King Kong Bundy and Hillbilly Jim with two midgets each, two little people each, excuse me. I mean, they say midget so much in this freaking thing that it's, you know, the commentators would never say that now, I don't think anyway, but they sure do. They sure do. And this match ends with the Hillbilly Jim team winning by disqualification after King Kong Bundy gets disqualified. And all the little guys end up kind of ganging up on Bundy because you can't really have a bad guy, little guy, and feel bad for the guys. So they turned it into a everyone versus King Kong Bundy situation in 3 minutes and 25 seconds.
Hello.
Wild time. Wild time. I mean, the little guys, the midgets, little people, they were in there. They were moving around. They were doing their thing. It was entertaining. Could have gone longer, like I'm saying, split the Haynes and Hercules match. Or, you know, Bobby Heenan was busy on this day. He comes back out with Fabulous Moolah, who at this point is now the women's champion again, and King Harley Race, who is going up against Junkyard Dog in a loser must bow match. So the loser has to bow down to the other. And the storyline of Junkyard Dog refusing to acknowledge the king, essentially, is what's going on in that. And Harley Race beats him, Junkyard Dog, but it is not going to make Junkyard Dog bow down by any means of the imagination. Like, hell no, I'm not bowing down to you, says Junkyard Dog, and he doesn't bow down. He instead beats up Harley Race a little bit after losing and takes the King gimmicks and puts them on, and the crowd loses their fucking mind for it. Like, it was wild to see how over Junkyard Dog was. Like, he was extremely popular back in the day. And so Junkyard, he loses the match, but he wins the war. Neither one of them bow down. And we keep it moving to match number 5, which is the Dream Team, Valentine and Beefcake versus, and they're with Johnny Valiant and Dino Bravo, both. They are taking on Jox and Raymond Rougeau. 4 minutes and 3 seconds. Dream Team gets the win after Dino Bravo helps them. Match was forgettable. It was kind of whatever. You know, Valentine and Beefcake are trying to figure it out, I think, as far as what the next phase of their characters are. And you will see that for both of them in the by the next WrestleMania, by WrestleMania 4. One of the highlights of the night by far, especially up to this point, was Piper against Adrian Adonis in a hair versus hair match. This was being billed as Roddy Piper's retirement match. Obviously, that was not the case. But this was an entertaining match. It felt longer than 6 minutes and 33 seconds. And it not a bad... Not in like a bad way, just in a way that, you know, it was a longer feeling match than 6 minutes and 33 seconds by far. Piper wins, puts Adonis to sleep, and, you know, there we are. Brody cuts some of his hair. Adrian gets away eventually, doesn't like get his head shaved completely, but there it is. 8 minutes and 52 seconds go to match 7. That's Danny Davis and the Hearts versus Tito Santana and the British Bulldogs. So an interesting combination of You know, Danny Davis, he was a cricket official who became a wrestler. And, you know, there was the team of Tito and the Bulldogs end up losing, actually. Gets heat on the Hart Foundations and Danny Davis. Like, people really love to hate Danny Davis. Some of my earliest memories as a kid, you know, I didn't see him, and I don't think in his true heyday of being hated, but man, they hated that guy with a passion. So they win, they get heat. Hearts were bad guys, you know, for a while, and we'll talk about how we start to see kind of a turning of the tide in that regard as well in the next couple years. But there it is. That match was entertaining. I think anytime you have the bulk of the Hart family working together, you have an entertaining match. And this one, you know, it was a good match. What wasn't a good match is next, and that's Butch Reed beating Coco Beware in 3.5 minutes. Like, forgettable. What's after that, though, is one of the matches that they say to this day is still one of the best matches in WrestleMania history. And that's Randy Savage versus Ricky Steamboat. Savage has Elizabeth, Steamboat has George Steele in their respective corners, and it is for the Intercontinental Championship. This was a great match. For everything that is professional wrestling now, like a Seth Rollins, even a Randy Orton, LA Knight, or Ricochet, even. Like, these guys, they follow this kind of, you know, this classification in their movements and how they wrestle really does go back to this kind of a thing. Like, it is pretty cool to see. And you see Steamboat beat Savage, and George Steele's hugging him on the way back and everything. And it was cool. The momentum continues in the next match. We have Honky Tonk Man versus Jake Roberts, who has Alice Cooper in his corner. So you're seeing more celebrity appearances. And Honky Tonk wins. I didn't remember who would win, and I didn't think, you know, on paper Honky Tonk would win with the special guest in Jake Roberts' corner, but they do. The calm down match before the main event is Nikolai Volkoff and the Iron Sheik. These guys, man, early WrestleMania days, they actually had a pretty good win-loss record, because they defeat the Killer Bees in 5.5 minutes. Hogan defeats Andre the Giant, of course, in our main event, the spectacle of which is always talked about. Now, we'll talk about, in a couple WrestleManias, the spectacle of a certain main event on the horizon. But this one, you know, they always, every WrestleMania, they're showing clips and pictures of this match. And it was a pretty good match for both of these guys. Holzer is not by far the best technical wrestler. Like, he's just not. Andre, he is so big that, like, the amount of which he is able to physically do is limited. Understandably limited. So what are you left with in that situation? You're left with what is a decent, but in all honesty, not the biggest or best main event in WrestleMania history by far. Now, up until this point, for sure. And in my rankings, I have it 3-1-2 so far, if you're following along, listening to this Road to WrestleMania with me. That's where we're at. 3-1-2. Overall, WrestleMania 3. The spectacle is starting to grow. quite steadily, and everybody is really living on a high note after everything that we have seen from everybody. You know what I mean? Like, everything that we have seen from, you know, everything that event produced. WrestleMania 3, Hogan, Andre, awesome stuff. So, thank you for listening, man. I hope you enjoyed it. We will be back next week with another one, or not even next week. We'll be back in a couple days with WrestleMania 4 and 5. What am I talking about? Too used to doing the weekly ones. This one, 2 to 3 of these between now and WrestleMania 40. A week, probably. Once Campfire starts, probably only 2. If we don't get to WrestleMania 40, I'm at least going to do a report from WrestleMania 40. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to sacrifice quantity for quality. I'm trying to put together the best. And this is something that we can come back to next year. Let's say we only get to, like, WrestleMania 20. And we can come back next year and do this again. I'm going to do this for SummerSlam, Survivor Series, and probably the Royal Rumble. The big four moving forward, the, you know, 6-7 weeks before the actual event, I will start doing these. So with that, I will see you all on the next Road to WrestleMania, which will be WrestleMania 4 and 5, which in itself continues the WrestleMania 3 Hogan-Andre feud, but it also tells a hell of a story within itself between WrestleMania 4 and 5, both taking place from the Trump Tower. So, regardless about how you feel about Trump, hopefully you enjoy WrestleMania 4 and 5 as we relive all of that. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned, everybody.
May the stars light your way throughout all your journeys. May the stars light your way throughout all your days. May you see all the world, systems, stars, and planets. May the stars light your way and see you safely home. Did you like that?